Hey, it's Beck Stone, and today is the very first podcast of People Suck. That's right, people suck. We examine people's complete lack of common sense, common courtesy, and overall stupidity. And how do we see this? We are seeing this from the perspective of those of us who work in retail. That's right, I'm talking about you, and you know exactly what I'm saying. Maybe you're a server, a cashier, a cook, or a sales associate, but the point is, you work with people, you work with customers, and you've seen how much they suck firsthand. So here's a podcast in which you guys can share your stories with me, I'm sharing mine, about your rudest, meanest, and stupidest customers. So for this show, I've got my WTF moment of the week and an interview with Johnny Soul, a salesman who came on to share some of his stories about from when he was working in the sales industry. So first, let's start off with my WTF moment of the week. This week, it's kind of a collective WTF. It wasn't just one moment. It's been several moments over the past several weeks. I'm a cashier at a department store, and I have people coming up all the time, and I ask them if they have a chip that they have to insert it into the bottom because that's how the machines work. From what I understand, when credit cards first came out, there was a little hologram on them. As everyone knows, a hologram is not a chip. But people seem to think that the hologram, which has been on their card from the very first time that they got it before they even invented chips, all of a sudden has become a magical chip. No. A hologram is a little hologram. It shows that it's a Visa or a MasterCard or whatever you have. The chip is that new square thing that looks like a microchip, which is the other thing I don't even get. It's not even like the chip looks like something it's not. Do you know what I mean? A hologram's a hologram and a chip is a chip. Anyway, that's my WTF moment of the week. All right, so joining us today for this podcast is Johnny Soul.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
All right, so Johnny has worked in several different jobs with customers, and he has some stories about people's stupidity and rudeness, so.
One of the stories that I first came to my mind when Beck asked me about rude customers was that I was working in a movie rental store for about a year, and at the store that I worked at, what they would do is they had the movie rental box that you use to rent the movie behind the actual cover boxes. They'd bring up the movie rental box plus the cover box. And I had asked people a couple times why they'd bring up the cover box, and they said they didn't want to forget which movies they were renting. This one time, it was around Christmas time, we were super, super busy, and this lady brought up about 20-some-odd rentals.
20.
And so I said, okay, so you're going to take all these movies. But she didn't just bring up the boxes to rent them, she brought up the covers with them. Which you can imagine with lineups around the store could be a pretty big pain in the butt.
Yeah.
When you have to go and replace those boxes and return them back to their spots.
And as I say, even around Christmas, everything's everywhere as
yeah.
It is, because people just tear stuff apart.
And so in the end of it, I kind of tried to help her through to see which movie she wanted. She didn't know what the movie was called, and that's why she brought so many. And she starts asking questions, is this the one, is this the one, is this the one? And finally we determined which movies she was trying to rent. And after we went through about 20-some-odd movies and took up a lot of time with a huge line behind her, she decided to take 5 movies.
5 out of the 20.
It might have been more than 20. It was a huge pile. She could barely carry it. She had her kids carrying half the movies. It was so big.
Where is people's common sense? Where are people's common sense? I don't know where it went. It's just disappeared.
And you'd think, like, come on, it's Christmas time, there's people all over the store. You know how much more work you're going to put on my shoulders, right?
Yeah. Duh! Labels. Customers just don't see those. They don't see signs, they don't see labels. People just walk right by it. It's like, if you don't know, why don't you look around? There's probably a sign. All right, well, thank you very much for coming on to this podcast and sharing your stories.
No problem, Becca.
All right, so thanks for tuning in to the very first podcast of People Suck. If you have any comments, if you have stories you want to share, or if you want to just say anything to me, you can email me at peoplesuck@hotmail.com, and I'll definitely reply. I'll try to get some stories up from some other people. I'll continue to share mine, and thanks for listening. This has been Becca Stone with People Suck.